All right, guys, big episode of the Northeast Podcast. We talk Springsteen biopic, Joker 2 being a musical, Bad Boys 4, and the next generation of cult classics. Here we go. And here we go, Northeast Podcast. I'm Eric. I'm here with Jim. How's it going?
Great, man. How are you, bro?
Hey, I'm good. Happy it's April.
Yeah, April.
Yeah, moving fast. All right, lots to talk about. Before we do that, we need you guys to give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Northeast Podcast and subscribe anywhere you guys get your favorite podcast from. Get the Northeast Podcast directly to your phone or your device each and every week for free.
Just like magic, baby.
Yeah, each and every week. All right, so what are we drinking here? We're just back with Barrel Theory again.
Yeah, more Barrel Theory. This is back to their Rage Quit Pilsner, just like a nice 5%. Pills. It's super tasty.
It's great beer.
Easy to drink. I really like it.
I like how many cans they've been putting out lately.
I know. Having access.
All right. So here we go. We're going to start right away with Do We Care?
Okay.
And how about this one? Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Biggest movie of the last year.
Controversial movie, right?
It finally opened up in Japan.
Yeah. Just this last weekend. And it actually... So it's controversial, obviously. I mean, I think that people went to the theaters there expecting some, you know, they interviewed a lot of people coming out mm-hmm. of the movie.
Yeah.
And some were saying, I don't think that they showed enough of Hiroshima and Nagasaki mm-hmm. because they didn't in the movie. Like they showed the Americans' reaction to watching it mm-hmm. and like cheering and stuff in the like at that camp where they made the bombs. But they didn't show the horrors, really.
Yeah.
You know, they kind of implied because Oppenheimer had such a visceral reaction to seeing it and was, you know, so disturbed by it. But so, you know, I think that they wanted more of that, even if it's traumatic for them.
Yeah.
And they actually had somebody that was a survivor that was 3 years old at the time.
Mm.
And they said that they wanted to see more of it.
Yeah.
So they were a little insulted there, but ultimately, like I think that the consensus was that the movie doesn't push to justify the use of the weapons. It just really justifies like the creation of them
mm-hmm.
in that they knew all these other countries were making them or like going to have them soon.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, we've now since known that Japan was developing them. Right. So some people were upset. Some people said, hey, this shows America, you know, has come around and is willing to admit that they should at least look at it. Like it wasn't a perfectly positive, you know, beautiful yeah. war ending thing. So it was an interesting article, man. Complicated movie. Have you checked it out yet? Oppenheimer?
No.
You will, I'm sure, eventually. It's Chris Nolan, right? Or are you yeah. just not interested?
No, I'm going to watch it.
Okay. It's out there for you now. I think it's on Peacock
yeah,
a
finally.
Couple places. Yeah. Let me know what you think on it and how they handled it. Because it's definitely about the man, you know, more than anything else.
Yeah.
I don't think that they're really glorifying the use of the bombs at all. So you let me know what you think.
Okay. How about this? We could glorify this man.
Ooh.
His name's Bruce Springsteen.
Love him.
And it sounds like there's talks that Jeremy Allen White might be playing him.
In a biopic.
Yeah.
Okay, so last week...
Not a huge biopic fan.
Last week, we went through how we both hate biopics.
Yeah.
I would watch this movie so quickly. I love Bruce Springsteen. In fact, this movie is in development to be the making of the album Nebraska, which is maybe my favorite album ever of any album. Like, I just love it. In fact, when I went out to Snowblow the other day, I put that on, I listened to it, while I snowblowed, and then I came in, and then I saw that article. I'm like, oh, that's fucking weird.
That is weird.
So I love that album. Jeremy Allen White is a superstar.
Yeah,
anything
he really is.
Does, it's funny because we got the two kind of hot young actors right now. Not Elordi just played Elvis, uh-huh. So let's count three. Timothy Chalamet is doing Bob Dylan.
Yep.
And now we got Jeremy Allen White.
Wait, Elordi did Elvis? I thought that was Austin Butler.
They both did.
What?
They both did.
Why do we need two Elvis
things? Well, they did a Priscilla movie. And so Jacob Elordi was Elvis in that one.
Man.
And Boston. Okay, so four. I guess that's how you get your start these days.
Huh.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
I feel like there's probably another one that I'm not even realizing.
People didn't like that we were ripping Austin Butler.
Oh, really?
No.
You got some takes?
Got some feedback on that, yeah.
One of them.
He's pretty average.
He's average. In fact, I don't think he's that good looking. I'd say Timothy Chalamet is more like traditionally handsome. Don't you
and
think?
A significantly better actor.
A lot better. A lot better. And I'm never going to watch his shitty Elvis movie because I can't stand Baz Luhrmann as a director. So I know I'm going to hate the movie regardless.
Okay, well, how about this? Someone that you'd watch everything that they made is Denis Villeneuve.
Denis. We do love
Denis. We love him. So he was speaking with Steven Spielberg. Where was this?
This was like some kind of summit. I don't know. I don't know where it was. Maybe at like a film festival, right? So you had them sort of interviewing each other on stage. And Spielberg asked such an awesome question. Like one that I, you know, wish I could ask a bunch of directors. And that's like, in your latest movie, out of all the people that you, all the actors you worked with, who do you think is the most interested and has the brightest future in directing, which is awesome. And you think about like the cast. Who do you think that he said out of all that cast was the one that was like showing up when they weren't filming, standing, asking questions, watching the cuts, watching the how they set up shots? Who do you think that was?
I'm gonna guess it was Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken was on set for a day and a half and didn't know what was going on.
I'm gonna guess
he was there to film Severance.
It was, gosh, what's her name? The princess.
Oh, Florence Pugh?
Yeah.
It was Zendaya.
Yeah, that would have been my other one.
Yeah, Zendaya was there like every day asking questions, like, and he thinks that she has like a really, really brilliant mind for setting up shots. And so I don't know. I think that would be really cool to see Zendaya, you know, at least like get to Ben Affleck level, right? Where you're making movies, you're starring in them occasionally, but you're kind of a director first.
I think that at this point, it's pretty easy to make a deal that you're going to make a couple movies for a studio and they'll let you do that.
I think so too. Absolutely.
So I would assume we'll see that sooner than later.
We probably will. Next few years, maybe.
I can imagine her getting the reins of Euphoria.
Yeah, I could, because I think that, well, do you want to go into it?
Yeah.
Our next item is Euphoria, right? So a show that I watched all of it. Have you? Or did you quit halfway through second?
I think I'm like an episode or two away from
finishing it. Okay, so there's a couple seasons of the show. Really entertaining at times. Great at creating meme moments, which is fun. Really disturbing and dark and gross at times.
I think that here's my issue with Euphoria. I think that the acting is better than the writing.
Yeah.
I think the acting is better than the show itself.
Yeah.
I think like it's good acting with a lot of young, really talented people.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks really cool, but I don't know that it tells a great story.
Yeah. You got Sydney Sweeney, you got Zendaya, all massive stars coming out of this thing.
Yeah. It's loaded. It's good, but like,
yeah.
It's like shock value sometimes, just to be shocking.
I want to see more from all these actors. I don't really care about a season three. You know, you'd like to see the story wrapped up, but it sounds like, you know, this guy is pretty controversial that makes the show. He's gotten a lot of criticism for the way that he's worked with young actresses. He made that really horrible show with The Weeknd. That was like about the pop star, you know, the idol.
Yeah, yeah.
And that bombed. Like, only two people I've ever talked to liked that show. Everyone else hated it. And so that guy's kind of like not the it guy right now.
Alex something?
No, it's like, I can't, maybe I'll think of it as we go. But I really wouldn't be that interested to see him bring it back to for a season three. Great cast. Maybe they can find a way to wrap it up, but I don't know. Like, is Angus Cloud alive? Yeah, I don't think he died, did he?
He died.
He died?
Yeah.
Jesus, just forget it. He was the heart of the show anyways. If Angus Cloud is dead, then the show should stop.
I need to just find what this dude's name is.
You can't find it?
Sam Levinson.
Yes, I was going to say Levi something, but it's Sam Levinson. Yeah, that guy is like, I guess he's toxic, man. So, we'll see. He might not really get any big jobs for a while.
Yeah, Angus Cloud passed away July 31st, 2023. He was just 25 years old.
Okay. he was the all the storylines that I cared about, where it was him, they don't need to make a third season.
No. And so what we're hearing from HBO is that they have serious doubts that it will ever get made. Every idea he's pitched has been like batshit crazy. So the one that I heard was that he was pitching that Zendaya was going to be a background character.
No.
That she was going to be a private detective or working as a detective or something.
Oh, okay.
And he like proposed this and like HBO was like, what? Like the biggest star we have on all of television right now.
Doing Molly with The Weeknd. Your ideas are horrible.
Yeah.
I'm sure The Weeknd loved it when you guys were up for like 75 hours straight on coke, but we don't love it. Yeah, I don't know, man. I think that the show might be dead. It was a flash in the pan. It created some stars, and I think that'll be the legacy of it.
Okay, well, I think that the legacy of the Joker is going to be a negative one.
You do?
I do.
Okay.
Because one, it was not enjoyable.
Joker won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was not enjoyable. I don't know if it was good. Kind of reminds me of Euphoria, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It was so intentionally uncomfortable.
Right.
That I'm not sure that it was good or just it was just made me have feelings that were like uncomfortable. Because I think Euphoria.
That's a good point. Like, you know, they if they can elicit anything out of you, does that make it a good thing?
Yeah. I'm not like, sure. I'm not saying that they're bad, but like, I think they're a little overrated because I think that they live making you uncomfortable. And it's kind of like, how I felt about the Nathan for You show, the first one he did on HBO. Mm-hmm.
The rehearsal one. The rehearsal. Yeah.
Kind of the same thing, where I was kind of like,
but
is it good?
The stakes were low.
Yeah, they were real low. So the Joker, boy, oh boy, was that a hard watch.
Hard watch.
And then
scary to be in the theater with a bunch of weird incel dudes, too, by the way.
They're doing the Joker, too, and it's going to be a musical with 15 or more cover songs.
Yeah, so I just found this out. The Joker Folie à Deux, which I guess is like a shared dream in, you know, a dream for two or something in French, is going to be like such a musical with Lady Gaga that it's going to be full on like dream sequences and musical numbers the entire time. 15 of them. And they're not original music. They're all going to be like covers. And I'm just worried the covers are going to be like Nirvana, you know what I mean? But like creepier.
Yeah.
Or Britney Spears, but creepy style.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like 90s songs.
It is.
That's what you think it's going to be?
No, I think it's going to be like 70s songs. But
or like
with
classics.
It's going to be like, because was it?
Show tunes type of shit.
Like what? Remember he was like dancing down the stairs?
That was a pretty iconic moment.
It was a cool scene, but like, yeah. I think it's going to be like that. And I think it's going to be like older like things that are going to be happy songs that he's going to be manically singing, you know, these really happy songs. And I
think
know.
He's going to be in Arkham for some of it.
Okay.
So I think that a lot of it will be, you know, dream sequences and stuff or fantasies. And you don't know what's really it's going to be a tough watch for you, bro.
I am dreading this.
And you know that you're going to actually have to watch
really
it
bad.
For the pod.
It sounds
too.
Really bad.
I think it could be. It's either going to it's they're going for the home run.
What
Eric.
Musical
to throw
you,
it back
what
to the sports
musicals
cast.
Do you like?
Not a big musical guy.
No one is. No one really likes musicals.
No.
They sound like a better idea, and then you watch it, and you're like, man, I really
I'm
wish
really
I wasn't
bored.
Watching Mamma Mia.
Right.
You know,
Mamma
like,
Mia. I'm trying to think of any that well, you know when I got one?
Huh.
Team America.
Yeah.
That's a
right.
musical.
Yeah. Yeah, it
There's
is.
A lot of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, maybe.
So, did you know, I was talking to a big fan of the pod, my very own brother.
Oh.
Adam.
Okay, never met him.
He told me.
Yeah.
I don't know the exact date. I'm going to make it up. Like June 26th is going to be South Park the movie sing-along in theaters.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of music in that one.
Yeah.
Can you name any of the songs?
Yeah.
Do
what
remember?
Would Brian Boitano do? What would Brian Boitano do?
Wow.
You know, like
Brian Boitano?
Yeah.
There's I honestly don't really remember the movie. I don't remember what happens. Maybe that's a reason to go see it.
It is. We should go.
I can't really sing along.
I think we should learn all the music before.
Okay. Okay.
I think we should learn all the songs. We should go through the whole movie again. And then we should go like freaking Rocky Horror Picture Show or whatever it's called.
You want to dress up?
I think we should dress up. I think we should be in front.
Who would
standing
you,
up.
Who would you want to dress? I mean, you want to be Stan?
I'd want to be...
Chef?
Saddam Hussein.
No. That'd go great. Yeah. That'd go great. That's good for your public
image.
In
like the BDSM outfit. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think like it would be fun to go. And then like, yeah, we do like Rocky Horror Picture, like where we're like up in front.
Do you remember when Chef was like a main character?
Yeah.
And then the Isaac guy or whatever, he was like that soul singer, that guy. Yeah. He like had a problem with their themes and their anti-religion stuff.
Yeah.
And so they just gone. killed him off in the most disgusting way.
Yeah.
One of their favorite characters, he like falls off a cliff and like shits himself.
Yeah.
That's so fucking funny. All right. Well, that sounds good. So book me for June. I'm there,
yeah,
man.
I think we should do it. All right. And then finally, we have Bad Boys 4 trailer.
Boys for Life. This trailer looked good, dude.
I didn't see it.
I just like this property.
Uh-huh.
I like these movies. I even like the third one, which I think this one looks a lot better, by the way. Will Smith, Martin Lawrence. It's the same movie except for their faces are much bigger.
What's the best one?
The second one.
I agree.
Oh god. Bad Boys 2 is so good.
Bad Boys 2 is a blockbuster.
Matt, I love it. I love it. It's still a great action movie.
Oh, it's great.
Totally holds up.
All the ecstasy stuff and the boat and the guy who, I think he was the villain in Quantum of Solace, too.
Okay.
I think he was the same guy with like the long kind of straight brown hair.
Yeah.
I think he was in both. I think he was playing the same character.
You're right. I like that. Yeah. He was totally the same cast as fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know. The trailer looked good. It looked high budget. It looked funny. I laughed a couple times. Some of the action was like, ooh, that's a cool camera trick.
I'm into it. What would make me most into this?
Natalie Portman.
No, if it was straight to Hulu.
You do love a Hulu movie.
I like a Hulu comedy or action movie. If this was straight to Hulu, I would be really excited.
Yeah, but you're not because it's going to theaters and then you have to wait for it to get to Hulu.
Yeah.
Like, you won't see this movie for 2 years, probably.
Probably not.
Yeah, neither will I, realistically. No, I'm not going to the theater.
You're not going to the theater to see this. It's going to get like a 76 on Rotten Tomatoes.
I'll just be like hyped when it pops up on Peacock.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Exactly. I just think that this is the level of movie that should just be on Hulu.
Yeah.
It should go right to Hulu, and we'd all be better off for it.
Especially now. Will Smith's stock's never been lower, dude. He had to make this movie.
What else could he do?
Do more Red Table Talks or something to like drum up controversy? I don't know.
He could have a really awkward public relationship with his wife. I'm good on him at this point. I don't know. I don't really recall the last time he made a movie I liked. How about this? Who made a movie you liked more recently, Will Smith or The Rock?
Oh, I mean... Probably Will Smith with Bad Boys, the third one. I haven't seen a good Rock movie in a long time.
I don't know that I have.
Yeah.
Seen a good one.
Oh, ever?
Yeah, I don't think ever.
No, I mean, let me think here.
He did the one with Johnny Knoxville that people liked, right?
Yeah, people liked that one. And then I like The Rundown with Sean William Scott, although these are old movies.
No, I'm sorry. I was confusing.
But he did make a movie with Johnny Knoxville.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I thought that was the same movie.
Yeah, they really are. Yeah, The Rock kind of stinks, dude.
But so does Will Smith. Will Smith is washed up.
I know.
You would have thought he would have aged gracefully. He still looks great. You would imagine he was like making still funny movies, but he tried to get into really serious roles. Like, remember that Concussion movie? That was a big miss.
Yeah. And then he made Pursuit of Happiness, which was pretty boring.
Yeah, he did the one movie that what was the one? I, Legend or something?
I Am Legend. Oh, that was pretty good. But then there was I, Robot.
Was he in both?
Oh, yeah.
He was in both of them.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're the same movie. I think
one
they're
is
about
like
the same
vampire
thing.
Zombies and the other one is AI robots.
But they're the same movie. He was doing the same thing.
For sure.
He was like fighting like an extinction event by himself or something.
Yeah. Well, he was solving a crime in iRobot. Do you really remember the movie? Because now
no,
I think you don't.
No, I haven't.
iRobot was not like an uprising necessarily. It was like everybody was used to these robots, but one of them, and he hated robots, one of them accidentally killed his wife, right? You know, so he had this grudge, and he had to like solve a crime featuring one of them and, you know, whatever. Uncovering a like a big conspiracy. It's kind of fun.
I Am Legend. Wasn't it like him and his dog?
Hell yeah. That movie's pretty good too.
Okay. Okay.
No, you're thinking of movies that are still good.
Hey, late 90s Will Smith is...
I mean, Independence Day.
What's better, Men in Black 1 or Independence Day?
Men in Black 1.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It is. It's really funny. I mean,
his character,
funny.
His character
really funny.
He's
not in Independence Day enough.
Yeah,
there's
but
so
when
he, many
remember
characters.
When he's like has the alien in the back of his parachute?
Yeah, and he's
dragging, like
dragging
it
the desert.
Insane.
He's smoking a cigar because yeah. he's the most badass ever. Oh,
that was great. He was in Wild Wild West.
He drops it off at Area 51.
Yeah.
Like, fuck is this, bitch? You're like, whoa, this is a PG-13 movie. Hell yeah.
All right, let's move on from Will Smith. Okay. And
yeah, can I
Lawrence.
Say one more thing?
Yeah, you can.
he was on my list of those who must be protected, and after the slap, he was already on the edge, and then I put a question mark after his name, which is only a matter of time. If he slips up one more time, he's off.
I don't
off.
Need him protected.
Yeah, he doesn't need that now. That's why he's on probation, but... He was the shit, man.
All right, well, someone I think needs to be protected is Padma.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not on Top Chef this season.
Yeah, she's out living her life. I don't know if she's doing other travel shows.
So
but...
I'm still watching Top Chef.
Good.
I'm through the first couple episodes. We're in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Which is offensive to me.
I know that they haven't done Minneapolis.
No Minneapolis, but we're in freaking Milwaukee. They're like, these people like beer and cheese. I'm like... Really? Yeah. That's what we're doing here? Come on.
Milwaukee.
The only thing is that I think I would really hate
it. Is it kind of cool? Because, like, have you been to spend time in Milwaukee?
A little bit. I've been there. I don't
for
recognize
what?
Anything.
You've been to, like, a Brewers game?
Yeah, yeah, I've been okay. there for that. I don't yeah. know. But here's the thing.
They got Harleys.
The show is cool. The show is still great.
Yeah.
Tom is such a dickhead.
Is he getting crankier?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
I like it. I like it.
Like, is he going full Simon Cowell yet?
I think that him and Gordon Ramsay have like switched spots.
Oh, really?
I think like Gordon Ramsay's
softened way
up. He's softened up.
He's got a daughter that he's sweet with.
He used to like make everyone cry, and now he's like nice to everyone. And I kind of like that.
Fucking pig! What else did he just called people horrible, stupid British names.
But this show's still good. Obviously, we're missing Padma on here. Here's my only thing, though. So we really need a season, and the fact that we're in Milwaukee means we're at least a few years away from Minneapolis now.
Yeah, they can't come back to the Midwest now.
But here's my thing. The only thing that would upset me is that I feel like they would make a bunch of bullshit stuff that we don't actually eat.
Yeah. Well, like, I'm sure they do that. I mean, they do that probably in every city they're there.
They're like, you know what these people love? Casseroles.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, okay. You know what these people love?
I can do a casserole quick fire.
Their
I can do a
favorite thing is walleye sandwich.
It kind of is. They definitely should have that.
Yeah, sure. But like every single article where they're like, the main food of Minnesota is a walleye sandwich. I'm like, I eat that once a year, tops.
Well,
tops.
My father-in-law eats it like four times a week. He eats a fucking green salad or a walleye sandwich. I shit you not, nonstop.
Like how many walleye sandwiches you have a year?
I'm probably like a six guy.
Six?
Yeah, that's pretty okay. good.
They're pretty good.
I mean, I eat pizza like, you know, twice a week, but whatever.
What do you think is the main food of Minnesota?
Probably tacos. I mean, isn't that the main food of every state?
Burger.
Burger.
Yeah.
Just
burger or chicken fingers.
It's like, no, my job is beach.
Yeah.
just burger.
I don't think that...
We don't think that much about food here. We like to try a lot of stuff. We have a lot of, like, we'll really support, like, a new culture's food here. We'll all try it. Everybody will come from all parts of the you know, state to go try some new stuff.
Okay, can you give me a type of food here that you are done with?
Awami's food. No. Look, I'm glad I tried Native American food. We've gotten better.
Yeah.
The white man brought some tasty spices with him, let me tell
yeah.
you. I mean, God bless him. It's a wonderful dining experience.
I have one for
no,
you.
No, but what are you done with?
Done with. Okay, this is a food that got popular, and I tried it, and I never want to have it ever again for
really?
The rest of my life.
Really?
Birria tacos.
Yeah, too greasy. Huh?
I don't like those.
Yeah.
Those are
and the birria
way
is everywhere.
Too much. Like,
yeah.
I have one bite, I'm like, that's pretty good. And then after that, I'm like, I'm killing myself.
It's a salt and oil and cheese bomb, dude. Yeah. I don't like them either. You're absolutely right.
Birria tacos. People think that everyone wants them. I don't want them.
They want them, and they're putting them in everything.
They're putting them in
birria quesadillas. I'm good on the birria. It's just oily meat.
It's gross.
It's oily.
Yeah.
It's flavorful. I get it.
I went to Bussin' Birria at Mall of America.
Oh, yeah.
And
a whole store dedicated. Yeah,
and I was with a couple people who, you know, friends of the pod.
Sure.
And
so you can't lie in the story?
Can't lie in the story.
Okay.
And the order was for three of them, and we each ate three of them, and we were all sick as could be. And I was like, never again.
So you just ate too much, maybe.
I think it was like a normal like helping. And like,
if you guys had all shared a three pack,
we would have still been
sick.
You'd
have been like, I can't. Oh. You were sick after one and ate two more.
Yeah, I think that's what it was, actually.
Well, you went there just for the bus and birria, so.
All right. Top Chef. I think if you like Top Chef, it's a wreck. If you've never watched Top Chef,
go watch old seasons.
Go watch like
first,
the cool, like four, five, six, that little
that
stretch.
That shit was insane.
Yeah. How about this? Three Body Problem. It's a big show on Netflix.
We talked about it last week. I've watched more now, and I can say that it is a wreck.
Okay.
Although it is a hard sci-fi wreck. It does have more humor than you think it's going to have, for sure. Especially for, like, when you watch these trailers and these clips. But it looks good, man. You can tell they got a lot of money for the show.
How much worse is it than Game of Thrones?
Oh, God. Well, I don't know. I mean, if you had put that show and the first season of Game of Thrones, and I knew nothing about Thrones, like I know nothing about Three Body Problem, mm-hmm. and nobody's watching either, I would probably be earlier interested in Three Body Problem.
Okay.
Remember Game of Thrones right away. I didn't want to start watching it until season three or two when people were like, no, it's really good.
Game of Thrones.
And then I struggled
like,
through like five episodes.
Yeah. Game of Thrones was like, all right, for the next 5 hours, we are going to give you a geography lesson of a made-up land.
Right.
With a lot of history of families.
And by the way, there will be a test, which is enjoying the show or not.
And like, it was hard. You needed like Game of Thrones was a true, like, you needed a sponsor.
You did.
You needed like someone to sponsor you.
A day trip guide.
Who was like, you know what? I'm going to sit down. I'm going to watch this with you. And I'm going to explain some of the unexplainable. And then you're going to get through it. And we're going to do it together.
You know, the best thing was to have somebody that had watched the show before, right? That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
The worst thing is to watch with somebody that had read the books and you hadn't at that time, which I watched two seasons before I read the book, so I know what it was like.
Mm-hmm.
These people were unbearable. But in the book, it was, I don't give a book. Three Body Problem.
Uh-huh.
It's a tepid to warmish wreck, okay?
Okay.
I'll keep watching it and follow up if it gets like way better or way worse, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
How about this? Halo. I finally got you to get into season two.
Yep.
What are you thinking?
It's so much better. It's so much better. I'm so glad. You know, and remember when I was like, no, I watched like two episodes of the season, wasn't into it.
Yeah.
So I go to play it and I had watched 20 minutes of
okay.
it. So I was like, I didn't give it a chance. I'm glad that you told me to, because season two is just like, you can tell the budget is just a little bit bigger, but really they pivoted the story in better ways and sometimes sloppily pivoted, but I don't give a fuck, dude, because it's way more captivating.
I'm not really sure that it's like really a great show, but it just is an IP that I'm interested in. And there's enough mysteries in it that I'm like, oh, I can't wait to get to that. I can't wait to learn more about this. And like, just some of the stuff that's coming, it has me excited. So
it does. And I do know that we're, you know, it feels like in the game, it's a lot of like you exploring new areas by yourself or just with Cortana.
Yeah.
And the show is not that. It's a bunch of Marines and stuff like having government squabbles, you know?
Yeah.
Or like, so
I think they really
messed
up.
Some of that does work, but you do just sort of miss, you know, Master Chief out exploring a new area that's like could be, you don't know what you're going to get there.
Yeah.
So they're going to get to more of that, and I can tell.
I think that the one thing I would say, though, is just that my biggest issue with the show, my number one issue, besides the really poor storytelling and just bad season one, is my number one issue is how little he has his costume on.
Yeah.
He never wearing his costume. I'm like, in the game, Master Chief has his costume on. He never takes his helmet off one time.
Not one time. Puts it on.
On the show, I'm like, this dude is just doing everything without his costume on. I know it must be expensive for them to do
that. I think so. I mean, they built a practical costume, but when they're doing like him running fast and doing any kind of real action,
jumping off of a ship,
it's CG then. Yeah, yeah. And the CG looks pretty fucking good. Like, them there was a training montage in the second episode with four of the, you know, Spartans in their big suits. It looked fucking sick. And there was, you know, they do some really creative stuff where, like, they'll go from, like, CG seamlessly into, like, a stunt person, clearly. Like, it is a person. Mm-hmm. Seamlessly into the actor themselves, like, standing up and taking off their helmet. And it all looks pretty good. And I'm like, that was, like, three different techniques all made, you know, to make one really cool shot. I'm impressed with some of that stunt work stuff. Like, it's cool.
I think they saved some of the budget for the end, is what I'll say.
Okay.
And I thought the last two episodes, I was like, dang, this is actually
so
a cool show.
I'll get there. This is the show right now, ironically, that like Three Body Problem is going to have to wait.
Yeah.
Like Invincible, I will watch instantly.
Okay.
Because that is still my hottest wreck right now. And I think there's only a finale. That's it. It's almost over already. Coming like in a few days. But yeah, dude, I'm just going to knock out Halo. I think I like it. It's on Paramount, which, by the way, if you have an Amex, you get Paramount free. Because you get Walmart Plus for free, and with that, you get Paramount Plus for free.
I like that.
How about that?
That's nice.
That's a tip.
Okay, how about this? You watched two different stand-up specials.
I did.
You love stand-up.
I watch a lot of them, and these ones I actually finished, which means I mostly liked them. The first one I'll talk about was, I was watching Anthony Jeselnik on Instagram. Somebody I respect.
Like him.
Somebody who I really used to love his specials. I still find him really funny on his podcast and stuff. He's actually touring. I think he's coming through here.
Okay.
And he recommended Rory Scovel.
Okay.
He's kind of like this kind of like generic looking white guy with like a little blonde beard and blonde hair. Have you heard of him? Have you seen
him? Yeah, I think I've heard of him.
He's like a middle-aged white guy. He has a new one called Religion, Sex, and Some Things in Between. And I finished it. I liked it. He did it in Minneapolis, which all of them fucking do. They record here.
Why?
We're a great audience. Okay. We love to laugh. We would hate for anything to be awkward. So we're going to laugh. I don't know. But I think we have just the right amount of diversity for these white comics too.
Okay.
Like, you know, it's not like a full black audience where they're not going to like their humor.
Yeah.
But there's enough. I don't know what it is. But so it was another one filmed here. And he does a lot of like riffing. So he does feel like, wow, anything could happen up here. But it's also like, well, this is your special. But when he does have written material, that's his strongest stuff. And it's really funny. Some of his riffing, I'm like, shit, I do that on a podcast. You know, I don't need to do this.
Yeah,
I don't need to be tuned in for this.
I will say that I do kind of think that crowd work is going to die off here big.
Yeah, because it's so hot right now.
It's really hot, and I think it's going to kind of go away. I think it's going to feel like Dane Cook.
Yeah.
You know, you're just going to be like, oh, yeah, we did really think that was funny, like, but it's dead now.
So, okay, so I'm going to say that this Rory Scovel one is probably like a 7.5 out of 10.
Okay.
So pretty good. Then I watched Rami Youssef on Max, okay?
Okay.
So do you know who that guy is?
Yep.
He's got the show Rami.
Yep.
He's really like this young, cool... he's really Muslim. Like, he talks about his religion a lot. His show is about his religion.
The show's good. I've seen
some. And he's a complicated guy right now. So this was actually, he did this as like a fundraiser, really, you know, for Palestine, but also just like trying to acknowledge the entire situation. And this one is more of a cultural, informative thing than just laugh out loud funny the whole time.
Uh-huh.
Although there's some good jokes, but I feel like he's much more of a drama writer and comedy writer than he is a stand-up comedian.
Yeah. He kind of feels like Donald Glover.
Yeah. Yes, sure.
In his ability to write and then be in his own stuff.
And to have like a cool cultural viewpoint that you can share with people, that different audiences. So this one I really liked. I think it is well done, but it's not that funny. So, you know, maybe this one's a 7. But I think both of them stood out. And I watch a lot of stand-up, and usually I start them and watch 20 minutes, and I'm like, dude, if you haven't made me laugh yet, it's over. It's over. So these ones I finished, I think that says something. A couple to check out.
Okay. One, I've talked about it a couple times over the last couple weeks, but I really want to push the rec now.
Okay. Okay. It's ready.
So
it's
I'll keep it. I'll keep it short here, but I really think Traitors season two is a rec.
It's good.
I think it's really good.
And
I think
it's on.
It's on Peacock.
Peacock. Yeah.
I'm sure it's on. What is it? NBC at some point or something.
I don't know.
I'm not sure if it is, but it's really. This is a great reality game.
Do you think that it has potential in season five to be better than your favorite?
The Challenge?
The Challenge. Because it's getting people from The Challenge, so it has that.
It's not as good as The Challenge because The Challenge is like a sport.
Yeah.
And like it's politics and it's the game that you have
and
to play.
And there's all of them are super athletic.
Yeah.
Like,
it's kind of violent
all like
and political.
Decathlon
and, yeah.
People.
It's not going to be as good as that. But this, just as a purely political game, is really fun. And I am thoroughly enjoying the drama of this show.
Okay.
I think people should definitely check this out. It has stars from Love Island, The Challenge, Survivor, Big Brother, Housewives, Below Deck, and so on and so on and so on.
Yeah.
All these different shows. Bravo stars, MTV stars, and NBC stars. I think the show is awesome. Alan Cummings is the host of it. He's so fucking bizarre and funny.
Yes.
He's so weird, but it's the most...
He's one of those people that's like, his personality is almost larger than his body of work. He's like a Jeff Goldblum.
Yes.
Or...
Oh, absolutely. That's
Stanley
great.
Tucci.
Yeah.
Can
oh,
you,
yeah.
You know, all of those guys, yes. Vaguely gay. Even if they don't... They're gay, even if they're straight. I don't know which ones are straight or gay. It doesn't really matter. They all just have this... Me energy.
Yeah.
They're like
just,
they, thems or something.
They are really great.
All of them are great. And yeah. So I imagine Alan Cummings crushes.
He crushes. He just dominates the show. I really think people should check this out. If you like reality TV at all, or in like reality TV games, this one is for you. It's really a simple watch. It's not hard to understand.
The rules are Among Us, as far as I can tell.
Yeah. It's literally like they pick two people or three people that are the traitors. And then they have to do challenges and stuff. And then everyone has to guess who the traitors are. They all vote who they think it is. And then that person's eliminated from the game. They have to reveal if they were a traitor or not. Then after that, that night, the traitors get to kill one of the members of the game.
And they kill somebody that could be a traitor, could be not.
No, they don't. They all know the traitors. The traitors meet in the tower.
Yeah, the traitors know one another. Yeah.
Yeah, and then they kill one of the faithful.
Oh, right.
Every
right.
episode. And then... Yes. Then the people have to try to figure out who they are.
And then they vote out somebody else yep. and generally kill one of their own anyway.
It's so fun. It's a really, really, really fun show. It's simple and it's every bit over dramatic that's perfect.
Yes.
Like Alan Cummings makes this feel like you're watching a weird horror movie and it's just a cheesy like reality TV show.
For the trailers, he always has wild ass outfits.
Oh,
and
crazy
like,
outfits.
They put him in a weird
it's
like
in a castle.
Throne. Yes.
Yeah. It's just a great show. So right. I would advise people, season two of The Traitors on Peacock. It's a wreck for sure.
Woo. I like that. Okay. I'm going to watch it after Halo.
Finally, you watched Roadhouse.
Oh, baby. Jake Gyllenhaal. In all his glory, this movie is weird as can be. It's R-rated movie, really violent, obviously.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if Jake Gyllenhaal is just washed up.
He is.
Or if maybe he only is good at playing like really strange characters, like in Nightcrawler and stuff, or in, you know, Enemy or in Prisoners, where he kind of plays like a creepy dude. Because in this, he tries to play... A not creepy dude, like a cool, charismatic action star. And I didn't believe any of it from him. Trying to be charming, I was like, this guy's creepy as shit. And he's so muscular in this movie that it's insane. And we all heard recently the stories about him. Like, did you hear that story about him, like, doing blow in the bathroom and, like, with this podcaster? Like,
no.
I believe it because he's, like, on Barstool.
Okay.
So the guy's, like... Weird. And I've seen these all these press interviews he's doing with Conor McGregor, who's in the movie, right? And you can tell they're both just like yipped out of their minds.
Yeah.
Like it's weird. But whatever substances he did, which was a lot, he's insanely cut. He's huge. He's got like a fucking 18-pack. And they put him without a shirt most of the time.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so there's that. The fight scenes are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There is some good action. There's some good stunt
How
work,
is the
right?
Acting
we're
by
Conor McGregor. oh my God, it kind of works because he's so ridiculous. Does he always walk with his arms dart like out so far, like he's strutting? Dude, I think that he didn't have to work very hard because he just is supposed to be this like crazy coked out psycho bad guy. And that's kind of like who he is, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly who he is. That's he just played himself.
So like at one point in the movie, they push this nice bouncer too far.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes pretty fucking hard. And then it works all of a sudden because now Jake Gyllenhaal is not likable. He's like a weirdo.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, so if you can make it to 2/3 through the movie, it gets a lot better.
Okay.
It's like the softest, if you want to kill some time wreck, it's not great. You're not going to laugh. You're not going to cry. You might go, oh, that was a pretty cool punch or something, you know?
Here's my thing. I'd never watched Roadhouse, the original.
Doesn't matter.
Is Roadhouse a cult classic?
Ooh, I think Roadhouse, honestly, that's good. Yeah, I think Roadhouse is a cult classic.
Okay.
And we're going to see some cult classics get remade.
All right, so that's where we're headed next.
Okay.
We're going to talk cult classics here to end the show.
Okay, good.
What are some of the movies that are this generation's cult classics or the future cult classics?
So you can't know for sure, right? Because you're just, it's a prediction game.
Yeah.
Like we can go through our cult classics. Like we could name a couple right now. Like Fight Club.
Yeah.
What was the one that you're with the two brothers, the Irish brothers? So bad.
It's not. Boondock Saints is horrible, but
it was going to be.
It should have been. We thought it was going to
be. Dude, Where's My Car? Dazed and Confused. You know, these are movies that weren't super popular at the time, but are cult classics now. So do you think that, I think Cocaine Bear has a chance.
I've never seen it.
It's bad.
How bad?
It's like
Sharknado bad?
Yes, it kind of is. It's like almost to the point where it's so shitty that that's part of it. You know, you're almost more entertained by like the horrible decisions that everybody that made it made.
So I have a rule about cult classics, okay? I'm not saying that these movies aren't good, but I don't think any movie that has Will Ferrell or John C. Reilly can be a cult classic.
I think that's fair, just because they were by nature too mainstream.
Too mainstream.
Yeah.
They just are never going to be a movie that like came around later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know what? You're right, because they always make movies that try to capture like the exact sense of humor of that time. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. All right, I think that we can watch this too. Bodies, 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 an A24 horror movie.
Okay.
I think that, do you remember Malignant?
Uh-huh.
How good that fucking was with like the separated twin and the evil spirit. Dude, that movie was batshit crazy, and I think it has a good chance to make it. Along with Barbarian. Did you watch that one?
No, but I have one for you.
God, is that good. What do you think?
Kung Pao.
Legend of the Fist?
Yeah.
That's a great fucking movie. That one is on the edge of already being cult classic, because it is a little bit older.
Is a cult classic. Yes. And I have another one for you. This one, automatic cult classic to me, Hot Rod. No one watched Hot Rod.
Nobody did.
Hot Rod would have been straight to Hulu if it was made now.
And we would have been like...
And we'd have been like, hell yeah.
Get Hot Rod on now. We'd have been texting each other like, no, it's bomb. It's bomb. It's good. It's funny.
Hot Rod is a movie that I thought was going to be so stupid.
Lonely Island stuff.
And it was. And it was so funny. Andy Samberg, the fact that he didn't end up bigger than he... is crazy to me.
Yeah, I mean, he had the other one, the Never Stopping or whatever. Did you ever watch that?
No.
It's like he's like a Bieber type.
Okay.
It's really fucking funny. It's not as good as Hot Rod, I would say, but it's funny as hell. So that's another one. How about this one, Dungeons and Dragons?
I
bring it up every 3 months.
You do. I will watch it this week. Dungeons and Dragons.
Will you seriously? Yeah. Better late than never.
Yeah.
Okay. Get ready for some fun-ass Jarnathan action.
How funny is it?
It's so fucking funny. I don't know. What if you watch it and you hate it? I'll be mortified.
Here's my thing. I think that the Chris Wars are still alive.
Well, yeah, because now Chris Pine is
I think Chris Pine is gaining. Like, I feel like everybody else stopped.
I know.
And Chris Pine is like, this isn't over. I didn't hear no bell.
I didn't hear the bell. It's like, I'm ready for my fucking fight with Evans, because Evans could be He's got nothing now.
Evans, does he even make movies anymore?
And Hemsworth, he'll just be cool for a while, but he's not special, special.
Doesn't he have like a weird genetic thing and he's like not going to make movies or something?
Oh, yeah. Remember he does that? Have something.
He's got like something. He wants to spend time with his family. He's like not going to make movies, really?
Oh, yeah, because he has some like increased chance of like going disabled when he's like 40 or something.
Yeah.
So he's like, I want to be with my family.
Yeah.
Which is nuts. So that's
terrible.
But I mean, Chris Pine's like, win.
Yeah, one Chris is lost, another Chris is gained.
Yeah. That's what he says.
He does.
Every night.
Okay, so yeah.
You got any other ones?
I will watch that one.
How about Bones and All? Did you watch that with Timothy Chalamet?
No.
Okay, I think that's going to
that
be on here.
That one was too creepy for me.
Go watch They Cloned Tyrone on Netflix.
You love that.
It was brilliant. I think that Pig with Nick Cage about. A retired chef that just wants to live in the woods with his prized truffle pig, and his pig gets taken.
Okay.
And it's all death from there. I have The Lighthouse on here by Robert Eggers. Insane. Insane movie.
Didn't that win like Best Picture, though?
No.
Didn't?
No.
Oh.
But it was... I think it was probably nominated for a couple things, but... yeah, that's my list, dude. And I, you know, some of these movies are slept on. Some of them... That I think like Pearl, those movies, and like, is it X? I think X was in that universe. I don't even like those. I've tried, but I think they're going to be cult classics too. So we'll have to see. You know, this is a segment that we're going to have to revisit literally in maybe 20 years. Eric.
So here you go. This was 3 years ago.
Okay.
But The Ringer did their cult classics.
Like modern or just all-timers?
All-time. Escape from
New
York.
So Rocky Horror Picture Show and
The Wicker Man.
The Room and Wicker Man. Okay.
The Man Who Fell to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Ghost World. Kids.
Kids. That's a rite of passage.
Lehane.
Mm-hmm.
Harold and Maude.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Akira.
Love it.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
I can't watch it.
Shit.
Shit movie.
Terrible
Thank
movie.
You. Thank you.
Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Meh.
Stranger Than Paradise. Empire Records?
No.
Clue?
Clue's
Event Horizon?
Great. Event Horizon's
Labyrinth?
Great. Labyrinth is great.
UHF?
Yeah, boring.
Paid in Full? Big Trouble in Little China?
Have you seen it?
No.
It's wonderful.
Here's one for
Kurt
you.
Russell's just
Hey,
amazing.
Local Ties? Local Ties? This is one we should have had.
What?
Super Troopers.
Oh, yes.
Total
that's
cult
great.
Classic. Brazil? The Raid? Redemption?
Amazing.
Idiocracy?
Eh, it's good.
MacGruber?
Oh, don't get me. You better move on quick, bro.
Slapshot?
Eh. I've seen it. I've seen most of these.
American
man.
Psycho?
Yeah.
They Live? Bloodsport?
Great, great.
Clerks?
No, no, no.
The
no
Evil
Clerks.
Dead?
Yes.
Showgirls?
No.
The Thing?
Thing is cult classic? That wasn't popular?
Firewalk with Me?
Eh.
Army of Darkness?
Love it.
The Warriors?
No.
Repo
boring.
Man? Old Boy?
Yes.
The Room.
No.
Evil Dead 2.
Okay.
Reservoir Dogs.
Of course.
Rushmore.
Oh, Rushmore is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Here's their top 10.
This is Wes Anderson's peak, really.
Top 10,
okay.
As The Ringer believes. Number 10, Office Space.
Okay. Yeah.
Number 9, Heathers. Number 8, Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
Number 7, Eraserhead.
No.
Number 6, Wet Hot American Summer.
It's funny.
5, Donnie Darko.
Oh, God.
4, This is Spinal Tap.
Yes.
3, Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
2, The Rocky Horror Picture Show. And number 1, The Big Lebowski.
Ah, great. What a list.
That's a good list.
Some of them are, you know, the ones that are so, so bad that they're supposed to be entertaining, I can't always do it.
Yeah.
Like The Room, try to actually sit through The Room if you're not like... Going to the theater drunk with your friends to like make fun of it and be loud the whole time.
Yeah.
It's not a fun experience. So I did watch Rocky Horror Picture Show for the first time all the way through recently.
Really?
Like, oh, on Halloween, actually.
I like it.
I like it, too.
It's fun.
Hey, didn't you say earlier you didn't like musicals? There
yeah.
was no musicals you liked, and we just came up with another one?
That we did. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That and High School Musical, too.
Right. Was that Zac Efron days?
I think so.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. That's it, guys. That's all the time we have this week on the Nordys Podcast. Go back, check out our sports cast. Otherwise, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for hanging out with your best friends here at the Nordys Podcast.